This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Buzz Ulrich. Have you ever wondered about the Lutheran hymns you sing? Where did the hymnals get the newer hymns? Who writes the lyrics? And how do they become not just a part of songs praising our Lord, but texts with proper theological distinctions and meaning that become published in hymnals and sung in our Lutheran congregations? Some of these questions were addressed at a hymn writers' conference in the United States this week, called The Sung Confession, Lutheran Hymn Writing in the 21st Century. Reverend Will Whedon is the director of worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Psalm 145 tells us that one generation shall declare your wondrous works to the next. And how does that happen? It happens as one generation of writers of hymns writes their praises of the Lord down, and the next generation sings them. And you stop and think about how tragic it would be if we decided only to sing the songs written right now and not to listen to the voice of our fathers proclaiming the faith to us and realizing that we're called to join in that as we share and pass that on. So to further that, we invited anybody that wrote hymns that wanted to write them and send them in to submit them to us. And we had almost 200 applicants and their hymns. Each one was invited to submit three hymns.
From there, the submitted texts were reviewed by a panel who collectively rated them.
We took the top 30, basically 30-some hymn writers for the retreat, and then the presenters and one or two guests.
Pastor Will Whedon says the group gathered together in the middle of the United States in Columbia, Illinois, for reflection and prayer.
In the framework of the church's daily prayers, we sang hymns and psalms, psalms, of course, being the first prayer book of the church and her hymn book. So we gather for matins, for a noonday prayer, the responsive prayers, and the complement at the end of the day. And then we heard presentations on hymn writing from a number of perspectives.
Among the presentation topics was what works and what doesn't, lessons from the hymnal, the nuts and bolts of hymn construction, one perspective on the craft of writing a hymn text, and lyric poetry. One hymn writing session taught the art and science of translation.
If you're translating, know the original, know the Luther Bible, know the confessions in the original so you don't miss the allusions in the hymn, and then to bring them into English.
Part of the hymn writers' conference was a presentation of the submitted compositions.
There were a number of new hymns presented for a variety of occasions in the church. You know, everybody had their own hymns there to hand out, which they did. But the fun part came on Monday night. We had a hymn sing. So we sang some really great, great pieces by these new writers. They covered the entire spectrum. A number of them wrote pieces for church readings that we have that don't have a lot of particular hymnody associated with a given text.
Pastor Whedon says there was an overriding message that these hymn writers were able to take from the conference.
All right, Lutheran hymnody, it is the text that is king. The words matter.
Presenters included Reverend Stephen Starkey, a current hymn writer with many songs published in the Lutheran Service Book and other hymnals.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.